Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First thing. So, Aaron, what did you think about what happened yesterday with the firing of Robert Saleh?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was a day that reminds you of the simple fact that all of us who played know all too well, and that's that it's a tough business. It's a beautiful profession. It's incredible. It's done so much for our lives, but it's also a really tough business. I love Coach Saleh. We have a very solid relationship. We have since, I met him in 2021 and had a nice conversation when they came and visited us for joint practices. He was a big reason why I came to the Jets. You know, I felt like the team, you know, was a solid team. Had a relationship with Coach Hackett, obviously, and I really liked Coach Saleh. Everything that Matt LaFleur said about him, the few interactions I've had, the times that we went against him, I just had a lot of respect for him. And so, it was just a reminder yesterday how tough the business is. I think what people can forget in this is not only is Robert a fantastic human being.
Yeah. So do you believe everything he said right there? Because that's
all
the right answers.
I do.
It's a business. It sucks. It's tough.
It is a business. It does suck. And I think he does have a good relationship with him, a personal relationship with him. But that doesn't mean that they effectively work together.
Right. And that also doesn't mean, hey, Aaron, did you get the man fired? And that was the question that was asked because it's on all of our minds. Mm-hmm. Is this an NBA superstar situation? Hey, Aaron Rodgers, did you get Robert Saleh fired?
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it. And that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't. But I love Robert, and it was, one of those days yesterday.
Do you believe him? You don't.
I mean, he said it, so I have to believe him.
No, you don't have to.
He said it, so I have to believe
him. Watch this. Hey, Sean, do you believe Aaron Rodgers?
Not a chance. By the way, I'm not going to spend any more than one sentence on it, but here's a paragraph on it defending myself. I mean, come on. When you start using words like patently false and really overselling it, that means I'm really guilty, so I'm going to tell you how absurd it is that you think I'm guilty.
You know what? You know why that's not necessarily fair? Yeah. If Tommy Lugauer got fired, and it was reported that Sean Morash got him fired. Sean felt threatened by it. He just didn't like him. He was getting too much attention. He's a generational talent. And Lugie's gone, and you're the reason. And it's just accepted. Like,
I believe in positive Tommy.
Sean got Tommy fired. And now you're asked about it. You know, he put you on the spot and say, hey, did you get Lugie fired? You're telling me you'd be very calm about it, or would you not be pissed about that?
Ask me.
Well, it didn't happen, so...
All right, let's play World What Happened. Tommy, don't consent.
Why is my career being used here as a prop?
Because it's a great example. Sean, did you get positive Tommy fired?
I did what had to be done for the betterment of the organization.
But if it's not true, and none of us know for sure, we're just playing the game of trying to figure it out, but if it's not true, you'd be pissed. If someone says something about you that's not true and accuses you of getting someone else fired, it's a pretty serious thing.
Well, what you say is, no, it's an ownership decision. Of course I didn't. That's it. But to go on and on with the proper words and this, that, the other, like, Roger's go-to was always try to come up with words to sound like the smartest guy in the room to make you feel like you're the idiot for even asking.
Mm-hmm.
That's his buddy, Pat McAfee, who's asking.
That's true.
Yeah, like, so they didn't pre-align that.
And I like Pat McAfee, but Aaron Rodgers is the smartest guy in the room.
Fair.
I like that room. No offense, but he is the smartest guy in that room. What, Boston Connor's the smartest guy in the room? Who are we kidding? A.J. Hawk, okay. He did speak to Woody Johnson, which Woody confirmed yesterday.
Yes.
Woody said, I spoke to Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron's now asked, hey, so you spoke to Woody Johnson. What was that about?
Yeah, I did talk to Woody. Woody called me on Monday night. We had a short conversation. I appreciated the call. It was a genuine call, and he just asked me how I was doing. Obviously, I got rolled up on in the game, and my ankle got pretty banged up. So he just called and was asking how I was doing. And, you know, we talked about the game and how disappointed I was in my performance and that I'm going to play better and we're going to get this thing turned around. And then we hung up. To that point, you know, Woody has no obligation to let me know of what his plans are. Whether or not he knew what he was doing in that moment is inconsequential. I just appreciated the call that he was checking on me. It was just like a friend call, like he would do. Hey, man, I saw that hit in the game. You doing okay? And we had a nice short 5-minute conversation, and then that was that.
Now, before anyone continues, I thought A.J. Hawk asked a great follow-up, and I want to play that.
Right.
A.J. said, was it a normal conversation, or did you kind of get a vibe like, he's calling me, but maybe there's something else going on?
It was a nice call, man. I was appreciative that he checked on me. We've talked on the phone a number of times over the last couple of years. He checked on me after my surgery. He checked on me during the rehab process. Christopher Johnson, his brother, you know, and I have a good relationship. You know, he did the same thing. He checked on me as well, made sure I was okay. So it didn't seem, nothing was abnormal. I was actually really thankful, you know, for the call.
What do you think of that?
I mean, maybe it's different for high-paid superstar quarterbacks. My owner never called to check on me.
That's what I was going to ask you.
But it's the different era.
Yeah.
Right? Nowadays, high-paid quarterbacks are basically quasi-owners of teams.
Right.
Because about the money that they're making, I mean, you think about it, really.
Sure.
And so it's different. I mean, I had a personal relationship with my owners, and I'd go to dinners or jazz clubs or political events with Bob Tisch, but he wasn't calling to check on me. It was more of just I lived in the city. It was a personal relationship type of thing. I don't know. Maybe it's different for Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is like.
Yeah. I listen to that, and this is where I'll finally be on Sean's side for a second. I don't think Woody called him just to check how he was doing. I have a tough time buying that. And maybe Woody didn't directly say, should I fire Robert Saleh? But I think Woody Johnson was pissed off, the way we all are, right, if you're a Jet fan.
And he's trying to get the temperature from a player standpoint.
Yeah. And I think that maybe he didn't tell him. Like, I'll give Aaron that. I don't know if Woody Johnson told him, I'm firing Robert Saleh. But I think sometimes you have a conversation, you don't say what's being said, but what's being said is obvious, and you're talking around something.
Yeah.
And I would have to assume that that occurred. Because I think Woody on Monday, when he called Aaron Rodgers, had a damn good idea what he wanted to do. A damn good idea. And this idea, because this is now the new possibility of what happened, because there's been reporting that Robert Saleh was prepared to take the play-calling duties away from Nate Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, did Woody Johnson hear about that, float the idea to Aaron Rodgers, and then say, no, that's not happening, and then he got fired? Here's where I think we still don't know. Listen to this next clip. I want everybody to listen very carefully, because all that stuff, that was fluff. Now we're going to get to the meat. Hey, Aaron, what's your relationship like with Nate Hackett? Listen to every word he says.
Well, our relationship's great. Always.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has been and always will be. I think, that there was going to be some things that needed to change, regardless of, what happened to Robert. And, we just haven't been playing consistent football on offense. And as we know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So, when you have a couple games, and obviously I didn't play well in either of them, but where you just don't play very efficiently, you got to adjust some things. So it's a part of our game. Change is part of our sport. And, I know there's a lot of things that were swirling out there. But at this point, Brick and I have talked a couple times, and I'm on board with whatever he decides as far as the offense goes. And I want to do what's best for the team. And we're throwing our support behind Coach Ulbrich and whatever he believes is best for the team is what we're going
to
go with.
That sounds like a guy who says there has to be change.
Right. It sounds like a guy who's saying Todd Downing's calling plays.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds
yeah,
like.
And yet the story that's being concocted right now is Saleh wanted to do that. He wanted to strip Nate of the play calling, give it to Todd Downing, and Aaron Rodgers said no, and that's what cost Robert Saleh his job. And that's the story that's out there.
Right.
That answer from Aaron Rodgers makes it sound like it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, so it almost invalidates that claim.
Correct. So. If that's what happens. So Aaron said there needs to be change, and I appreciate him saying that and doing the same thing over and over again is the definition of insanity. Well, what's the change going to be? Is that the change, or are we just implying that that's what the change is going to be?
I'm afar, so it's like I'm not in that clubhouse or that locker room. I'm not in those meeting rooms. I'm not watching film with those guys, knowing exactly what is going wrong. But there are certain things that you can see without knowing what they're trying to do to see why things are failing.
Mm.
And it's not, oh, that's a terrible play call, or that situation was bad, or they're not running the right routes for game situation. It's guys not executing. It comes down to that. Now, with that being said, somebody has to be accountable for that.
Right.
And I know Nate knows that he has to be accountable for that. I talked to him yesterday, and that's what he said. It's my job. These guys aren't executing, but it's his job to make these guys accountable for it. And until that happens, they're going to keep having struggles.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.